Hey JD Tribe, and welcome back to another episode of the Self-Care Spotlight, where it's not just about bubble baths and massages, but getting to the heart of what it really means to live your best life against the backdrop of everyday life. I interview inspiring and authentic women who are just as likely to meditate as they are to curse, but they are committed to practicing self-care and living their truth. And we are sharing that collective wisdom with you. I'm your host and founder, Alyssa Cousins, and today we have Helene Saucedo. Helene, of Handful of Stars, is a student palm reader and hand analyst. She provides insight and perspective to her clients by decoding the messages held right on the palm of their hands through traditional palmistry methods and fingerprint translation. Her goal is to bring forth awareness and validation through connection and conversation, and to help one realize their own potential, as well as get an overall personality profile on life, love, and fate. You guys, this was such an interesting conversation. We have certainly never had a palm reader, let alone a fingerprint reader, on the Self-Care Spotlight before. And she really did validate a lot of things for me. I've had a lot of different modalities that I've used, from aura readings to astrology, all the things. And it just felt like this palmistry and fingerprint reading really validated a lot of things that I knew about myself, but it felt really good to hear them from her point of view and from the modality that she works with in the hands. I think you're going to find it really interesting and applicable to your own life. And I feel like you're just going to be running to book a session with her to learn more about living your truth by looking in the palm of your hands. And with that, welcome Helene to the podcast.
Hi, Alyssa. I'm so excited to be here and to give you your live palm reading on your podcast.
Yes, I'm super geeked for this. I've never done this before. I think I told you that. I've never done this before. So,
right, which I hear a lot. I hear that from a lot of people. It's not a very popular tool being used right now.
Which is so fascinating to me. Like, let's just like go right in there, because there are so many other modalities that are alternative, holistic, mystical, being used right now. I mean, honestly, like this is like the time. I feel like it's like there's like such a resurgence. Right. It feels like, you know what I mean? Like, I really feel
definitely.
That.
All the card readers and the Reiki practitioners and all the energy work and intuitive life coaches. It's a really beautiful time right now, and I believe in all of those things, and all my friends practice, and I go to them for services. But what I like about palm readings is it's completely tangible. It's right there on your hand. So I don't really consider myself any kind of psychic. Sometimes I think people expect me to be a psychic, but I'm really just reading what's on your hand. And yes, there's like intuitive hits involved in that. But I always say the magic isn't me. It's the client. It's you. It's the energy that comes through your body and out through your hands.
Yeah. And like, you were born with your hands. I mean,
yeah. So your fingerprints and the lines on your hands manifested on your hands 5 months before you were born. And there is no scientific reason as to why.
So when you're in the womb,
yeah,
5 months before you come out, you have them.
Your fingerprints and the lines in your hand are formed. And they can run within a family, like the same types of prints or maybe some patterns, but never the same. And sometimes they're completely different. So we don't even know that it's necessarily a genetic thing. So even though there's this whole mystery around it, all these people have worked and studied to make some sense out of why they're there.
Yeah, and it's like the identical twins, they don't even have the same fingerprints.
Exactly. I've read for twins, and I mean, they're just completely different.
Yeah, that's so interesting. Now, yeah. You were talking about, you know, people have studied this. I mean, I want to know two things right off the bat, before we get into any of my reading. I want to know, like, what is the history or, like, the methodology behind palm reading? Because I have no idea how any of this started or when or how, what are you looking for?
It's ancient. And it's come from different cultures. I would say a lot of India really studied it, and they did it in a different way. They look for shapes on the hand, and China was a big player, and we're talking thousands of years that there's been recorded evidence of people looking at palms and kings calling on palm readers for advice, so much in the same vein as astrology.
Right.
Going back for a while, it's always been something that's looked at just very much underground. But it's interesting to this day, in China, palm readings are very common. Like, people will say, oh, I'm going to go see my palm reader today. And it's like a normal thing. Like, if we have to go to the dentist or, you know, the doctor.
What would be the purpose of going to a palm reader randomly?
Well, they just go for advice if they're having struggles in their day-to-day life. Mm. They go, and they don't necessarily read it as far as the lines. I think they're more intuitive over there. But I hear about palm readers that are stationed in like their subways, and they charge a lot of money and give them a really quick reading, but they're very well respected.
Wow.
And I am, like, dying to go try it.
Interesting. So in that instance, are they necessarily, you're saying that they might not even be looking that much at the hand in that instance? It's more intuitive?
I think it's a lot of intuition, because the more you do this, the more you connect with people and, you know, do the readings, the more intuitive it does get, and the more the pictures kind of form on the hands. Just kind of right in front of you instantly, instead of having to, you know, put it all together.
Right. So in terms of methodology wise, over thousands of years of this being a thing, mm-hmm. I guess at this point there's like probably charts and things like, oh, if you have this look of a palm, it means this, right?
Right. So modern palmistry was pioneered by this guy named Beckham. And he kind of started this whole new resurgence of it. So all of the modern palmists right now kind of started learning from him, because he was doing a lot of research and putting together, you know, just these books of information and his insight into it. And from there, it's just people trying it out and learning to see what works in the actual practice, mm-hmm. connecting with a person and having conversations. And so that's all I'm doing right now, is that's how I'm learning, is I'm reading all these books from all these different people and, you know, going to these lectures and seeing, collecting all of their information, which can be very similar, but will have different, you know, perspectives on it. And then I'm seeing what works for me with the people that I work with. So it's constant learning and constant growing and, you know, pushing this kind of art and science forward. Mm.
So how did you get into this? I have to know.
So I was getting my hair done and having a glass of wine and talking to my friend, my good friend Julie, about how I was trying to find the next thing for me, because I have a 2-year-old and I've been a stay-at-home mom. But before that, I was an art director in New York City, and I was just burnt out on that. I was burnt out on design, burnt out on art direction and managing people and being in the corporate environment. But I wanted to find a way I could use my design skills and my visual training, but also connect with people and just kind of, you know, in a healing way. And so we were like, oh, what's next? And I think I joked. I was like, oh, I'm going to New Orleans. Maybe I'll get a palm reading. I could be a palm reader. And she's like, that's awesome. Let's do that. I'm going to have a pop-up and you're going to read palms. So I had to teach myself very, very quickly how to read the basics. And I developed this sheet kind of as a cheat sheet for me. where I would take somebody's palm print and, with ink, and then, circle and check boxes to say what it said. Well, as it turns out, people fell in love with that sheet. In the beginning, I was just charging like $5. I didn't really know what I was doing. I got so much support that I just started running with it because it just fell into place 100%. And I've been studying it and dedicated to it ever since. And honestly, it's only been 6 months, so I consider myself very much a student, but I feel like I'll always be a student of this art because you can never, you can never know all of it when you're in an esoteric profession.
Right.
But it's just, everything's just fallen into place and I love it. I love helping people. I love healing people.
Two things that are, I think interesting is, this is somewhat of a side tangent, but I didn't know you were an art director before. And really wild to me, I was journaling this morning. And I'm not kidding. I've never thought of this thought before. But I literally was writing and I said, I think I would have been, if I were in a corporate environment, an amazing art director or creative director.
I
literally just wrote that, like, I'm very good at, like, leading people. Because I have this, like, overall vision, and then I just want to see it implemented. But I like to kind of direct and be like, okay, this needs change, and I think it should be this way. Go ahead and do that. Like, I lead in that way. And I've never, ever written that word before, like, art director, creative director, and it just kind of wilded me out when you said that.
Well, actually, you think you're on a tangent, but this is the perfect segue into your palm reading.
Perfect.
Can we jump in? Because...
Yeah, we can jump. We can absolutely jump in. Lead the way.
So I had it pulled up. I made your little typed report with a picture of your hand and a diagram of all the things. But as you were saying that, and I'm looking at it, you have a high set Jupiter finger, and that is your index finger. And what that is a natural leader, somebody with extra ambition, who can step out and lead a team of people. So
that's also, my right hand, right?
Yes, that's your right hand.
Because that's my dominant hand.
Yes. Uh-huh. And then your Mount of Apollo, which is under your ring finger on your right hand, has a very strong line on it, which is called the Line of Apollo. And that is an artist in the spotlight. So funny that you said creative director, leading and being creative. That's exactly what something that your hand communicates to me.
And the self-care spotlight.
Exactly. I saw that and I almost wrote like self-care spotlight. But yeah, isn't that, and you had never told me that before. So this is all just things that I'm getting from your hand. And just to back up a little bit, I want to tell you kind of how I'm seeing these things and what the thought is behind it. The thought is that your hand is, it's just energy. The lines are rivers of energy. The fingers are connected to energy. I point out that the little vertical lines running up through your fingers, that's literally energy running from your body into the collective. So the more that you... more lines you have of that is the more energy that you have access to. So you do have a lot of that on your hand, which is beautiful. And I get that feeling from you that you're reaching out to all these people and you're putting energy into what you do. And I feel that you're a very, intuitive kind of person.
Interesting. Super interesting. Uh-huh. Okay, so... artistic, in the spotlight, leader. This all makes sense. Okay, I liked your... your segue makes sense now.
Right, totally. So, and that's just two things that are represented on your hand. There's so much else. So one thing that I do is I define your major archetypes, and I do it two ways. The first way is the elemental shape of your hand. And you see, I have in purple, it says fire. So that is the shape of your hand relating to fire. You have a rectangular palm and short fingers. So you should think of that as like, quick energy, literal, like, intensity when you do something, you really go for it, but you can kind of turn off and turn on really quickly. Does that make sense?
My short, stubby fingers? That's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, they're cute. But the second way I do that, divining your archetype, is by looking at your dominant mounts. And mount stands for mountains, and it is the little hills surrounding your hand. So your dominant mounts is Luna, which is intuition, imagination, and mysticism, and Mars, which is the warrior, someone who's brave and assertive.
So I'm brave and I am a mystical.
You're a brave, mystic, creative director.
I love it. That's, yeah. You know, another thing that's, I don't know if this is just me pulling strings here, but my dog's name is Luna.
Oh, but what I thought was fascinating was the fire tattoo you have on the side of your hand. And I know that it's for your fire sign of Leo, but I love that it also lines up with your hand being representing the element of fire. Like, that is just a beautiful kind of serendipitous thing.
Right. I didn't know that when I got the tattoo.
Yeah.
No, I'd never been told that my palm represented fire. I've never gotten my palm reading, guys, so like I've never had this done, so that's certainly not something I knew when I got the tattoo last summer. I got the tattoo for various other reasons, one of them being that I'm a fire sign, I'm a Leo, but no, I didn't know about the palm. And I should note here, guys, I did send her pictures of my hands. She asked for very specific photos. So if you're wondering, how the hell did she read your, you know, I sent her pictures. She has you like do remote palm readings by sending very specific pictures, which she tells you in this awesome little chart. And she explains, like, I need these photos. And then we went ahead and I sent them off. I had my fiance take photos. And I literally, like, sent them to her, and she also did my fingerprints. We'll get to that in a little bit. I literally inked my own fingerprints, and I sent them in the mail, which is so funny. I'm like, she could plant these in a crime scene.
I don't think I could.
That's where my brain goes. My dad was a cop, so, like, I'm very, like, I still think like that. Like,
right. Well, I get, like, some of my materials from, like, crime scene suppliers, like
that's so funny.
FBI, like, print pad, which is really fun and fancy.
Okay, cool. So, all right, what else can you tell me here about my I guess my dominant hand? Is there anything else that you can tell me that I don't know?
I went through your major lines, and your thumb is a huge representative of who you are and how you interact with the world, because you think the thumb is, you know, it's your opposable thumb. It is literally you opposing the world. It goes a different direction than your fingers. So let's start there. The thumb representing overall willpower. And your thumb is very straight, and it's actually large. And that is the sign of a doer. And we're seeing this all over your hands and everything that I've done for you so far. You get shit done. Mm-hmm. In a very rational way, though, it's very balanced. And also, your chakras are represented on your thumb. The crown chakra is on the top, third eye in the center, and your throat chakra on the bottom of your thumb. And what stands out to me is your third eye is beautiful. It's larger than the other chakras and very clean and clear. And that's, you know, your ability to discern how you use your throat chakra, like how you speak, and your crown chakra, like how you connect. And then your lines, your heart line on your inner self, your left hand, depicts you as a very strong nurturer, which is interesting because your right hand, your outer self, shows you as more of an idealist. So there's kind of this dichotomy of maybe you hiding your nurturing self a little bit from the kind of from your outer personality. Does that make sense?
So my right hand is more. It sounds like the left then more if that's the feminine side. And then the right hand, right is masculine. So does my right hand look more masculine energy? Like, it sounds to me like a doer on the right.
Yeah, both of your hands are certainly doers. But what we have is the difference here is your left hand is like your inner self, like who you are inside, you know, your true self. And your right hand is your outer self. It's what you show to the world.
Mm.
So your heart line on your inner self is that of a nurturer, someone who's really loving. But to the world, it shows you're a little more rational.
Interesting. Which one is the heart? Which one's the heart line?
The heart line is the very top line. On your left hand, it starts under your third finger, and it goes out to the side of your hand and your pinky. It's the very topmost. Strong line.
Got it. Okay. And yeah, mine looks pretty, yeah, it looks deep.
Yeah. It's a beautiful line. And then the line under that, the next big horizontal dominant line is your head line. And on both of your hands, it's very long and nice and curved, which is showing someone who's focused with a flexible, open mind. But on your left hand, which is your inner self, it dives into Luna and even ends in a star, which is really special because it's showing you that's like your link to your imagination and creativity and intuitiveness. And the star is literally a sign of a brilliant mind. Right? So that's super cool.
Oh, that's so cool.
Right? So what I love about this is now you can look at your hand and you see, gosh, maybe you're having a hard day or you're going to take a test. You don't feel really good about it. And then you find your headline and there's a star at the end of it. And, you know, then you're like, I can do it.
I'm brilliant.
Yeah, right?
That is super cool. I love that. Very interesting.
Right. So overall, I mean, these kinds of palm readings are great for like personality profiling, kind of on an introspective level, and just validation. That's what I find is best about this kind of traditional palm reading.
So if, you know, to me, what it sounds like is if I came to you and you looked at my palms and you saw them, you would probably say it makes sense what you're doing for a living.
Oh, 100%. Yes.
Yeah. And if I weren't in the said career path, you'd probably be like, this is why you're unhappy. Or like, you know, you need to have more artistic leadership type roles where you can, you know, channel what's right in your hands.
Exactly. I would just explain what I'm seeing and ask you, you know, it'd be a lot of asking you questions. Are you happy? What are you looking for? And in that way, kind of forming that connection, we could figure out, you know, why you're not in alignment with your true self or maybe what you need to look at.
Now, do you, like, okay, when I was little, I remember there was this funny thing that said if you had, it was probably made up. It was like, if you have an M in your hand, it meant you were going to be married.
No, but I get that question all the time. And that's kind of, there's a lot of party trick palm readings. And the M in your hand, as a party trick, it just means you have good fortune. So that's not my style, but I don't think it's bad for anyone to think that they have good fortune. So
now, can you see anything? If you can see so much in the hands concerning dominant personality type and maybe what kind of career you would be best in, can you see someone's like love life? Can you see the how they relate to love and others?
Well, that can be in a couple places. On the heart line for sure. What you want to see for someone who is very, you know, in line with their emotional self is a strong, smooth heart line. Now, when you start getting what we call defects, it's kind of where energy is lost. So you'll see little lines shooting off or you'll see them break. And where those defects are on your heart line and how they relate to the mounts above is it's a communication. So a lot of people have these what I call islands, and it's like a circle. It's like a rock in the river of your energy. You see the line go around an oval piece of skin. And if it's under your pinky finger, your mercury finger, mercury represents communication. So that's Someone who struggles with communications in relationships.
Did I have any of those?
I did not see that. I did not see it. You have some, like, energy. Like, you have little kind of hairlines. But that's just kind of activity and learning and growing. And that's absolutely fine. You don't have anything major that I thought to bring up.
That's concerning.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, good to know.
That's just energy. You're trekking along.
Good to know. Okay, so yeah. I actually, the last part about the palms that I want to talk about is, I think it's interesting that you pointed out that on the left, which is the inner world, you said that, and I'm a nurturing, loving soul, and on the outside, people see me as very goal-oriented or like a doer.
Yes.
I have done other kinds of quizzes and things before, and they for sure, like, definitely seem to align with that doer attitude and how people mm-hmm. see me. I mean, I had my aura read, mm-hmm. and it kind of said the same thing. It said that, you know, people on the outside, it literally, I came up green, and I think it said that green means people see you as a very goal-oriented, ambitious mm-hmm. person. It literally right. said the same thing. It said that's how people see me on the outside. And it said how I like to express myself was through creativity. It came up like an orangey color, and it said I need to express myself creatively. So this is really cool to me that exactly what my aura was saying is exactly what you're saying my palm was saying, and you didn't know that.
Right.
But that's exactly what the aura did. The aura said pretty much the same thing. Yeah,
and let me point out also, since we're talking about your outer self being more of a rational doer, but what you're doing is you're doing it all out of love. So your left hand, your inner self, showing you as a nurturer, what you're doing with your show and your cards is really raising people up. And that is a nurturing sense of love. So I could see this, I mean, 100% making sense for you.
Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite paradoxes, I talk about it a lot, is I love that this idea that of soft and fierce.
Yes.
It's kind of a driving force in my life, is that.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I talk about it a lot on this podcast, is soft and fierce. And I think that it really represents women in general very well. Especially today's modern, you know, strong woman is very soft and fierce. She has, like, both of these qualities, and I feel that very much in myself. So again, what you're saying really affirms for me something that I kind of live by.
Great.
So that's cool. Okay. So knowing all of that, I mean, how do you relate palm reading then to what the mission of this podcast is? You know, taking care of yourself and living your truth. How do you see the connection there in your own words?
Oh, well, I mean, just the word connection in itself, connecting to yourself. Sometimes I think we get a little lost in our thoughts or lost in our lives. We're so busy and, you know, trying to make everybody else happy. But just taking the time to kind of remind us who we are, what our strengths are, as I talked about earlier, validation. I think that is the best, you know, it's the best form of self-care is really, I mean, first off, just giving you the time to be with yourself, to talk about yourself, to really think about where you've been, where you're going. And if you're being true to your best self, so connecting these thoughts and ideas to your tangible hand, just sitting there, sitting with yourself. I do these fun things on one-on-one readings where we, like, shake our hands or we'll drum our hands. And people have so much fun because it's just this introspective journey that's all them, you know?
I think it's so cool because I never thought of how palm reading could be related to I never thought of it like living your truth. You know, I think you grow up hearing palm reading as this, like you said, oh, you're like telling the future kind of thing. And that's not really it. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like you're reading my truth. You're just telling me what my palms tell me, which is right. This is me. This is my truth with a capital T, as I always say. So that makes so much sense to me now. Like,
and the lines on your hands, both hands, change over time as you change and grow. People will lose these sheets, and then I hope that they find them 5 to 10 years down the road, and they see that their lines have actually changed, and they might say, oh, well, I used to have this marking that showed I had problems with communications in my relationships, but they can see that that problem or that defect has shrunk or even gone away on their hands as they've progressed on their journey with them, you know, with their self.
I didn't know that that happened. I thought they'd stayed the same.
No. As you change, they change.
Cool.
Yeah.
The palms or the fingerprints as well?
The fingerprints never change. Just the lines
on the hand.
On the palms, yes.
Okay, cool. Well, this is as good a time as any then to transition into, I know you just went and did, it's so fresh for you, the fingerprint training.
Yes.
And I literally, you sent me an ink pad and I sent you my fingerprints. I tried my best to send you. It was so hard.
You did a beautiful job.
I tried labeling them. And
no, it was perfect. What you did is perfect. And I have, since then I've developed an instruction sheet.
So yeah.
To make it a little bit easier. But yeah, I just needed to capture all 10 of your fingerprints.
Right. When I was in school, I remember we did a whole lesson in biology or something on fingerprints. And if you have a wave or if you have a side swirl or if you have the full swirl, my thumb has a really big swirl in it, different things like that. I remember learning about it. Of course, we didn't talk about it in terms of living your truth or just biologically. But I remember doing it. And so can you tell me how are the fingerprints different than the palms? What's the different kind of information? How is that different than a palm reading if you're reading my fingerprints?
Okay, so I just went to this workshop in Vermont to study this system called the Life Print System, developed by this man called Richard Unger. And what he has done is through years and years of intensive research and talking with people, looking at the prints, he's developed this formula. And what this formula does is it reveals your, what they call, soul psychology. And that's three things combined. It's a life school, which is what I call, why are you here? And then life lesson, which is the challenges that you find yourself most faced with. And then what is your potential? And that again is career or job or just what you are here to do with your life. So I've kind of, I'm not dumbed it down, but I've put my own twist on it, and it makes me think of just who are you? And I use the caterpillar from Alice in Wonderland as my representative of that, just because I think it's really fun and we can all relate to Alice in Wonderland. And I've come up with this sheet where...
It's a cool sheet.
Yeah, thank you. I love it. I have a lot of fun with the design of things.
Yeah, so it basically... Guys, what it the way that she sent it to me is it says my name, it says the date, it has a little Alice in Wonderland guy, caterpillar smoking his pipe. And says, who are you?
Exactly.
And she has it broken down where it says, why are you here? And, she writes, the state of being where you feel most yourself. And there's these four check boxes, which I'll have her explain. And then she kind of gives you a little reading of what, your fingerprints mean. Then another subject, it says, what is your potential? And she has a little blurb there. And then the last part is, it says, what do you need to overcome? And that's a little bit of a lesson there. So I'll have you, Helene, start with the why are you here? And can you explain those breakdown boxes?
Sure. So there are four options for why you're here, and this all comes from doing this kind of complicated little formula related to your fingerprints. So the first one is to serve others. Second, to love. Third is to understand, as in to learn and then to speak. And then the last one is to find peace, which is why you are here, Alyssa. You're here to find peace.
Which I find interesting, because if you would have asked me of those four, which one I thought you would tell me, I definitely would have been like, oh, it's either to serve others or to learn and speak.
Right. And I see that with you. But I think what's happening is this is like the underlying kind of struggle with those things.
Yeah.
The finding, it's about, and I'll jump ahead, it's about finding peace within yourself, becoming the eye within the storm as you have, you know, your life circling around you and kind of maybe feel like you're battling time, like you can never get enough done. And having, you know, struggle just being present. And we're going to mention again, like finding a balance between life and work, managing overreactions, and just, once again, presence, just feeling and embracing that time is on your side. So do you get that at all now?
I do. I really do. And, you know, even like what you said with the idea that you thought it was interesting that I had the triangle on my hand because I have a fire palm and then I have this, I'm a fire sign, and I didn't know all of that, but I did know about my Leo, but that's part of the reason I got the triangle. And I kind of just dig triangles. I love the balance of them, the mind, body, spirit aspect, all of that. And alignment's one of my favorite words. And I really believe in, like, obviously triangles, an equilateral triangle is balanced.
Right.
If you take one piece out, it's no longer balanced. So it's interesting to me that you would tell me, oh, really what inside of you is trying to find is peace, that you might be a doer, that you might be doing things from a place of love to help other people and raise other people up through your creativity and all of that. But at the end of the day, that balance for you is hard because you're trying so much to find peace though within yourself, that as if like you are enough and that you are doing enough, and just be
right
here in the moment and stop trying to overdo it all the time with that work life thing, which absolutely, I understand that.
It's about what you're here to master as well. So although you think you would have been, you know, to serve or to learn and speak / understand, maybe those things, that's you've got that, you know? But what your challenge is, what you're here to master, is that finding that inner peace.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah.
I do. I am. Because it is something I, internally, that's an issue for me, I would say.
Right.
You know, you wrote, you desperately want to make the most out of your time here on Earth. I get that. Yeah. And that whole idea of you want to live your best life, but be in the present moment, and like that's a struggle for you. I think that's a universal thing for many of us, and others of us, though, are better at it. And I think that I get what you're saying. Like, that is my thing I have to learn how to master, because I'm constantly trying to find that sense of balance between feeling like I'm living my best life but not running myself too thin, being happy with where I am. I feel like I am maybe that's the doer in me, because I am constantly almost like do more.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying you need to master just being okay where you are.
Yeah, I love the phrase becoming the eye in the storm. So as long as you're, you know, aligned with yourself and you find that inner peace, it's all gonna work out and be okay.
Yeah, like there might be chaos around you.
Mm-hmm.
You might be doing a lot of things, because I don't know that I could ever not do a lot. I'm like, as you can see.
Yes.
But can I be at peace even within the chaos?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
And yes, you can.
I get it. Okay. So, all right. What is your potential? Let's look at that.
This is kind of what you can be. And for your potential is was represented by your right thumb, which represents the public and results. And that is ultimately success. And I said you feel most aligned in yourself when you see the tangible results of your hard work. So that is your ultimate goal, you know, seeing results. And from that comes success.
Yeah, and like I, you know, we briefly looked at this, guys, before the call, and that I had to chuckle at. Yes. Because, as I told you, Helene, I did this personality thing not that long ago, and it told me I was a visionary, which this is all making sense. Again, it's all lining up, just like the aura did. And it said that this is like, it's like a pro and a con in some sense for me. I am very ambitious, and like I have goals and all those things. But I attach some of my value, I guess we'll say, to that external validation of seeing results, which is what you're saying. Right. And that quiz told me the exact same thing, which is a struggle for me to not, like, that other things don't have to validate my value. Does that make sense?
Yes, totally.
So what you're saying, I get it. And that's why I laughed about it, because I'm like, of course, I know.
Yeah, right. You're like, I've heard this before.
This is a struggle.
Get it, universe.
But it's like, how do I ever, I guess it's like, but if I know that information about myself, it's like, well, then how do I overcome that? I guess awareness is the first step. Awareness that I tend to grasp on to results to value myself. I guess that's the first step. I mean, what do you think?
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I would say. And then the next step, in order to reach your potential, the next step is finding what you need to overcome. And again, it's life work balance. In order to be successful, you have to work on your life work balance.
Right.
So really, this system, this fingerprint system, it's a conversation, and your conversation was very much linear. It all worked together. You know, you're being present, finding peace, seeing tangible results, and we saw life work balance come up twice. This can be very different for any person. So for me, I'm here to love and to understand. And for me, it's emotional mastery to have appropriate relationships to understand and be understood. Those are my most important lessons. My potential is to be... It can be very specific. For me, it was. It's to be a big, quote-unquote, big shot in the healing arts. But what I need to overcome are issues with boundaries. So it can be specific as far as, you know, your potential, but it can go across the board as far as, you know, challenges to overcome.
So
it's a little bit confusing, but that's why I've like pulled it down to this nugget of a report.
Yeah, so I think I'm getting it. It's like for you, your personal reading would be like, you could have a lot of success within this industry if you learned how to overcome issues with boundaries, right?
Yes.
And then for me, it would be maybe the results that I seek, therefore the success that I seek, is there for me if I can find a sustainable work-life balance.
You've got it.
And the question is, how?
That's
up to me.
That's
up to you.
That's it. Get more in depth, so I might eventually have an add-on where I, you know, can really discuss that with somebody and what that can mean, and really explore how that how that works in somebody's life and how, you know, you can take steps in reaching that potential. But this is so fresh. I literally just got back last
you did.
Week. So you're the first person whose fingerprints I've read in this manner.
Oh, I'm honored.
Yes.
So cool. Well, let's wrap this up with the question that I ask everyone. So, Helene, what does self-care mean to you?
In three words, I would say living your truth.
There we go.
Yes, living your truth. Staying true to yourself, really listening to what you need or want, considering yourself in everything that you do or that you're part of, you know.
I love that.
Knowing how to say no.
Which is for you, your work with your boundaries.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And in order to have, I mean, boundaries was our theme last month in the Self-Care Collective, our online membership. We worked on boundaries in March. And that's big for a lot of people. Like,
oh, yeah.
You can't really fully live your truth if people are stepping all over you and crossing boundaries left and right. It's going to be really hard to do. So in that way, boundaries are super important for a lot of people. They're important for all of us. And for others, like yourself, they're more of an impediment that we have to work through.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's cool that your palms and your fingerprints and all the things can tell you that to
right.
help you live your truth, as you said.
And just to see life through a lens of why are these challenges constantly being shown to me?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what's most important about it.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. It's really, really fascinating. Let's see here. Ready for rapid fire?
Yes, of course. Let's do it.
Okay. So, and by the way, that was like so fun to get my palms and everything read. That was so cool.
I love doing it. I'm like obsessed.
It's so fun. I know everyone listening to this is going to be like, all right, I'm ready. Let me send my fingerprints.
I would love to read everybody's fingerprints.
Okay, so let's see here. First question. First rapid fire. My favorite form of self-care movement or exercise is?
Yoga.
Mm-hmm. Yes. In terms of self-care, I could be better at?
Boundaries.
There we go. If I never had to do this again, it would be?
Get my wisdom teeth removed.
Oh, do you have to do that?
That was awful.
Yeah, that wasn't fun. I had to do that a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
But the good news is you don't ever have to do that again.
It's true. They're gone.
Once they're out, they're out.
That was so random. I like haven't thought about that in years. I don't know where that came from.
All right. What was the last book that you read?
All the books. Oh, my goodness. Talk to the Hand, which is a book on palmistry.
Talk to the Hand. All right, I'll put it in the show notes just for fun in case people want to look at it.
Cool.
All right. Milk chocolate, dark chocolate, or not a chocolate person?
Dark chocolate all the way.
Yes, agreed. Let's see here. If you're a crystal person, do you have a favorite crystal?
Amethyst.
Me too.
Really? It's like purple too. I love purple, purple crystal. Oh my gosh.
I'm wearing the JD Mala necklace by Mala Bella Jewels, and a big major part of the necklace is amethyst.
Oh, I'd love to see it.
The big, it's on our website. You can check out pics and on our Instagram too, but we have a big, the guru bead is a big chunk of amethyst. And then we have a lot of amethyst in the different mala beads on the actual string. I have a giant amethyst sitting on my desk. My best friend made me an amethyst necklace without me knowing for my birthday one year.
Aww.
Amethyst just like calls to me and I don't know why, but it just does.
Me too.
I love amethyst. All right, let's see. Do you have a favorite tarot deck?
Right now I'm using the Line Strider deck and it's gorgeous.
What is it called?
The Line Strider deck. On Instagram, I just put like a picture of it in my story and people keep commenting, oh my gosh, it's so gorgeous.
Strider?
Line Strider.
Strider.
That's correct.
Okay, I'll put that in the show notes too.
Okay.
Okay. Last one.
Okay.
What's your sign?
Cancer. I am such a Cancer too.
The mother yes. Archetype.
Cancer sun and Cancer moon. So all the Cancer.
Oh, interesting.
Right.
Okay. What's your rising sign?
Virgo.
Ah. Interesting.
Right. So I've definitely got that nurture in our heart line.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm Leo sun, Taurus moon. So that's like my earth and fire. I'm a little balanced there. And then I'm a Libra rising.
Okay.
Yeah, so I am.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think I'm very much my signs. I feel very much my signs. Once I learned them, I was like, oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense, right? You're like, yes.
Everything makes sense. Mm-hmm. Which is interesting, actually, because now that I'm thinking of it, you know, you said my fire sign on my hand is like super dominant. But then my moon is in Taurus, which is a feminine earth sign.
Uh-huh.
And you said that on my left side is like the inner world.
Right.
And your moon sign is your emotional side.
Right.
So my emotional side is an effeminate sign. And my left hand shows that my inner world is more soft and nurturing.
Isn't that interesting?
All lines up.
All lines up.
Yep. All the things. It's all of these modalities, the auras, the palm readings, the fingerprints, the astrology, everything lines up, it seems to me in my experience, and has kind of all points to the same thing. So for me, I'm like, I know people don't all believe in these things. I'm sure you hear that all the time. But when you do all of these different techniques, and they all kind of say the same thing, you almost have to wonder, is this really all a coincidence? You know?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. And you know what? I always win the skeptics. Always. When the wife comes to me with like her husband and he's sitting there like, oh, why am I here? I'm like, I'm going to make you a believer. And I always do.
I would love to get my fiance's palm read.
Oh, let's do it.
He's such a skeptic.
In Atlanta, I do one-on-one, or I do it for couples and partners, and I hold them in a vintage camper in my backyard, and it's a lovely, magical space. It's so much fun.
That is so, if I ever come down that way, my goal is, because the journal deck is at Modern Mystic Shop.
It is. Uh-huh.
So, that's so cool. You've probably gotten to see it there, and I haven't even seen it there.
Yeah, so I work at Modern Mystic every Saturday from 11 to 3. I do 45-minute readings in their back room, and I love it there. It's the most amazing shop. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to Kelly. She's such a wonderful, powerful, inspirational woman.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Anybody in Atlanta, go to Modern Mystic.
Yeah, yeah. JD is there. You can see us in person.
Yeah.
And you can go meet Helene and Kelly. And we've had Kelly on the show and all the fun things. Yeah, if I come to Atlanta, down to the Hotlanta, my goal is go to Modern Mystic, and now I have to go get my palm done in person.
Yes, ma'am.
And come meet you.
Definitely.
Okay, well, Helene, this is your opportunity. Can you please tell everyone, I know you just said that you're at Modern Mystic, you know, you do that in Atlanta. Where else can we find you, you know, on social media, your website? How can we do a remote reading with you? Sure. Go.
I would say, you know, I have all the things, but my core means of communication is definitely Instagram. So you could find me at @handfulofstars_readings. And there's a link in my bio. That's a link tree, and that will direct you to all the different forms of readings that I have available, which can be the one-on-one in my camper. It can be a couple in my camper, or there's Modern Mystic listed there as well. And I have a couple different options for remote readings where you don't have to be local. We do it all through email and photos.
Which is what I did.
Exactly. And it's very effective that way.
Yeah, as you can tell. I mean, I think you were right on the money.
Great. I'm so glad you're happy with it.
Yeah, that was really fun, guys. I will have all of her, you know, of course, in the show notes for this episode. All of her links will be there for how to contact her and, you know, get on her Instagram and all that fun stuff. So just look for it in the show notes. Helene, thank you so much for doing this. This was so much fun.
Oh, thank you for finding me and for talking with me. I really loved connecting with you.
Absolutely. This was a blast. And you're the first palm reader on the show. So this was great.
Awesome.
All right, guys, that is a wrap. I loved that Helene reminded us that our magic lies within, that no guru or fortune teller can tell you who you are. All the answers you need to know really are inside of you and at the palm of your hands. You just have to know where to look and what questions to ask. Now, does that mean we can't seek guidance, teachers, and healers? No, that's not it either. We just have to get quiet and really listen to what that voice in your heart is telling you. To find out, you have to go in. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Self-Care Spotlight, brought to you by the Journal Deck and our Self-Care Collective online membership. And if this podcast moved you in some way, I kindly ask you to rate and review it on iTunes. It really does help to spread our mission here. Until next time, I am Alyssa Cousins, signing off for the Journal Deck. Mwah. Music by Lee Rosevere.